What's going on, Jimmy and Cass?
And Bao.
And we're here for another Divorce Not an Option, the podcast and video blog that we talk about relationships with our 22 years of experience. So what are we talking about this one, babe?
Well, today I believe we're going to talk about sex and and marriage.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite topic.
My favorite topic in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. Sex and marriage. Yep. For one, let me establish this, okay? Let's get to the chase, okay? Mm-hmm. Sex is important in a marriage.
Yes.
If you are in a relationship where somebody says it's not important, run. Let me be honest, run, and let me tell you why. Because at the end of the day, love, respect, affection, all those things are equally important. If you put sex in the back burner, you are not going to have a good relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, very. I mean, that is part of divorce, right? Intimacy and lack of sex and such. So it is a big deal.
It's very important. Mm-hmm. And see, the thing is that it's not the physical aspect of the sex that's important.
Right.
It's the intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's the you're sharing each other. It shows each other that you love each other. You're into each other. Mm-hmm. It builds confidence in the marriage. It builds a bond. Mm-hmm. If you cut that out of your marriage, you are failing your marriage. Sex is not a reward. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we need to understand. Yes. I want to put all these things out early because we're going to talk about us and all that, but I want to put these things out early so people know. Sex is not a reward for either one. So women don't think that a man gets rewarded
with reward
sex. You know, oh, he did this good.
Yeah, let me give
now,
him sex.
Rewards are special things during sex you do. Special stuff. But sex itself should not be a reward. It should not be held because you did something I didn't like. It shouldn't be used as a weapon or none of that. So if you the type of person that uses sex as a weapon, uses sex as a reward system in your marriage, you need to, something's wrong with you, reevaluate yourself. And the person that's
get to counseling.
That run, because at the end of the day, sex is important. Now, granted, depending on how much sex drive is on y'all both. Y'all may both not have a very high sex drive. So that's fine too. But don't cut it out totally.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it is important.
I mean, statistically, I believe only, sex. And that's with people that's not only in a marriage, but also, you know, committed relationship as well. I read they only have sex 3 times a month. And that is the average, right? And average is once per week in marriage. And then, you know, overall relationship is 3 times a month. So I'm just putting it out.
I think
they consider that good.
I think that's, you know what, it's bad because I think everybody's different sexually. Like if you got a whole bunch of kids and you work hard and stuff like that, you know, sex may not be on both of your mind at that point, and that's fine. That both of you are like, hey, you know, we work so much. When we get home, we just want to relax, watch TV, chill, stuff like that. So, you know, don't force it. Mm-hmm. If it's not necessary, meaning, you know, you're not saying, oh, we're going to have sex for. No, if both of you are comfortable with the amount of sex you have, then great. If once a week is happy for you,
then great.
I don't know how happy I mean. It got to be like every other day. Every day.
Fly.
You know what I'm saying? It's been 20-something years and it's almost every day. I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's medical problems, sickness, all that stuff. But in general, if you are comfortable with the amount of sex you have, and you're happy,
then fine. That's fine.
You're
doing a great job.
Then you're doing a great job. So this is not here to tell you should have sex every single day or your marriage is messed up. No. But just because you don't have it every day don't mean it's not important. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For y'all, twice a week is great. You know what I'm saying? If that's great for y'all, then yeah, but that's it. But that means it's important. It's important that we get at least twice a week because that is what we like.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by important. Not, you know, you don't gotta be like us. You know what I'm saying? But you know, in general, you know, saying, you know, and also intimacy is, you know,
it's not necessarily sex.
It's not necessarily sex.
Encounter.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand, like the intimacy part. Like, if you have intimacy, but maybe you have the physical sex, mm-hmm. not as much, but the intimacy is good and mm-hmm. all that, then hey, that's great. Right. That is phenomenal. Priority. You're prioritizing your intimacy with your spouse, mm-hmm. and that's what's important.
Yep.
But you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'll let you speak. I just wanted to get that stuff out there early because, you know, people be in the inbox like, you know.
Yeah. No, and then I completely agree with that. I mean, you know, sex is not always the act, right? Mm-hmm. You know, sexual intimacy. And what's very important a lot of times, too, with, you know, couples and such is the, you know, intimacy part that is sometimes missing, you know, the sensual, you know, mm-hmm. maybe you give each other, you know, massages.
Ooh, yeah,
you know,
like your massages,
and if you want to reward a little, you know, throw in some erotic massage in there. Mm. And if you don't know what I mean by that, then Google
this is not
it.
That type of show.
Exactly.
Don't be telling me your secrets,
oh,
baby.
Okay.
Don't be telling me your secrets,
I'm just
baby.
To help
that's for me.
All right, y'all. So I'm just saying, you know, just if you want to throw on those like a special little thing here and there, you know. But I mean, you know, holding hands or talking, you know, putting the cell phones away, you know, just having, you know, a walk in the park or wherever. I mean, that's what's part of intimacy. It's not always like the sexual act that you have to bang, 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 right? It's just the foreplay, you know, without the bang, bang, bang.
Like every night before I go to sleep, I rub her butt.
Yes.
Every single night, I rub her butt.
Every single night.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know, because I want her to know she's sexy, she's beautiful, mm-hmm. and I want her all the time. You know what I'm saying? And that's what sex is really about, mm-hmm. is you showing. I mean, of course, there's a physical need.
Yes.
You know, especially for men, there's a mm-hmm. physical need. But there's also that mental, emotional
that
need.
Connection.
That connection you have to have where, like, you know, woman wants to know, from my standpoint, mm-hmm. she wants to know that her man thinks she's beautiful and she's, mm-hmm. she's still attractive. A man wants to feel needed. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the only thing you fantasize, but you want this big mm-hmm. daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want that connection with the other person, you know? And I think what we tend to do is we put, now, of course, we're on the podcast now talking, mm-hmm. whatever, but in general, people put their business out so much out there when it comes to their intimacy. And that's between you and your partner. Like, I mean, to be honest, I always say all the time, people meet my wife, she's mad prissy, she's AK, if you know, stereotypical AK, she acts like that, you know, la, la, la. And I know, in my head, I'm always like, guys are like, damn, you know, she ain't getting no good D, you know, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, when you see them with me, like, oh, yeah, you know, but trust me, my wife and me, we get down dirty. We get it on. We do a lot of things.
You're putting our business out there.
I'm not putting specifics.
I'm just saying,
like, we do what we need to do. It's cool. It's oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But I think the thing is, whatever you decide to do is between y'all. Because at the end of the day, you have to look at your intimacy as what my man likes, what my woman likes. You know what I'm saying? And you need to come together on what you like. And if that's what you like, enjoy it together. Do it. Don't care about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There are so many people out there doing a whole bunch of different alternative lifestyles and this mm-hmm. and swinging and poly and BDSM and all this stuff. If that's what you into, do it. Have a good time with it because that is you and your wife. Don't let nobody else tell you what you should be doing. I think I believe our last podcast, we talked about religion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and we didn't talk about intimacy and religion and stuff like that.
No, we did not.
I think the only bad thing about religious sex, as they say, mm-hmm. is that it has a lot of these rules.
Well, does it have to, though?
I know. Well, see, this is the thing. Socially, it mm-hmm. has rules. But when you look into the Bible, it says what a man and woman decide to do in their bed mm-hmm. is between them. Right?
All right.
Now, how I read that, that's interpretation. Mm-hmm. You want to bring toys, you want to do some nasty stuff, other people's, whatever. If it's your bed, whatever you want to do in your bed, do it in your bed.
That's your business.
See, and I think when people get into religion, they have this idea that sex has to be a certain way. I've heard of religions where they can only have missionary sex mm-hmm. or, you know, they
missionary
don't do or. Missionary sex. You
no,
know,
no, I
you
know. Know. What?
That's it. Or oral sex is not done. I saw a pastor, I think Muslims or some religion, talk about oral sex is not.
They do not do oral sex.
You can't do oral sex and stuff like that.
Even a Jewish community, I believe, you know, well, I think it's the it's a certain type of Jewish where, you know, where they actually don't have sex for 2 weeks out of a month. So mm-hmm. it's usually during the menstrual and then afterwards. So for 2 weeks, they abstain from any sex.
Yeah, because I believe in Christianity, there's kind of like a there's a contradiction. On one hand, it says sex is for reproduction, mm-hmm. right? But then you have the line, whatever a man, woman does is best between mm-hmm. them. Or a woman should submit to a man sexually anytime. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of contradiction. And I think people in religions, they take out these things
yeah.
and they harper on mm-hmm. those things only. But in general, whatever makes you happy and turns you on, indulge yeah, and do it. Because at the end of the day, it is your relationship mm-hmm. and whatever y'all want to do. Like, I respect people, like, you know, I said, I'm not pro LGBTQ community, but I respect them living out their truth.
They live out their life.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Live your truth the way you want to live it. Just because I may not agree with it or others may not agree with it or whoever. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But I appreciate the fact that they live their
truth
and they're loving who they want to love mm-hmm. in the fashion they want to do it. Yep. And see, I admire that and respect that. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's not a life for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not me, but I could respect that. And, you know, and in our marriage, I believe sexuality, whatever you want to do within that covenant, is between y'all. Mm-hmm. And nobody has the right to judge you or tell you what you should do in that situation. Because at the end of the day, I don't like the hypocrites, mm-hmm. right? In Florida, particularly in Florida, we have... we had this woman that was an advocate for children and books and decency mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And she was advocating for it, like, oh, you need to be decent. She had this model marriage, right? Come to find out, they were having threesomes and foursomes all the time. Now, I ain't mad at that. If that's what you want to do, have fun. Do your thing. But don't sit there
and judge others
and be judgmental. Yeah, it's like the politicians that are anti-gay, but yeah, they get caught in the office.
And they're getting sucked off by the intern.
Like at the end of the day, I think people's sexual preference and sexual life should be private. It should be personal. You know what I'm saying? Because that is a very intimate, personal mm-hmm. thing. You know what I mean? Don't sit here and contemplate on, you know, how others feel about it, because that should be private. You know what I'm saying? That should be what you and your husband, you and your wife do together for your gratification. Now the intimacy, all that, it has to do with all of that. It's whatever y'all want to do. Y'all may be into the BDSM. Mm-hmm. And BDSM is not about sex. Mm-hmm. It's about, like, you know, sensory play, control, bondage, all that stuff. Yeah, my wife is a little BDSM. Let's not talk about that. But anyway, so it's about that, right? So it may not be a lot of sex going on, physical, because that's not what it's really mm-hmm. about. But that is intimacy. That is connection. Mm-hmm. And if you're a couple that's into that, shit, you know, you may like to come in the room and your wife is hanging from ropes. Or you want your husband to be handcuffed with a ball in his mouth and you tell him to bark. He says, you know, that's your intimacy. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that, but I'm just saying. Maybe she wants to do that to me, but you know what I'm saying? But that's your intimacy. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all do. And that's fine. Make that a priority in your life. If y'all swingers, y'all go out there to the different clubs and y'all want to have a good time with other, that's what y'all do. Indulge it and have a good time. That doesn't make you a bad person. That is just what y'all do. I think so many times in relationships, people don't allow others to be who they are sexually. Mm-hmm. And that don't mean gay or lesbian, but just in general, like, I want to try this. I mm-hmm. want to do that. They're so scared of admitting, I want to try these things mm-hmm. or do these things, that they suppress themselves and it comes out in different ways.
Yeah. But it's good that you bring that up, because, you know, maybe it could just take it a little bit back and talk about, that's the whole point of having discussions mm-hmm. and having, you know, yeah. what you all like to have mm-hmm. your sexual experience to be as a couple, you know, having those type of discussions, because not a lot of people are talking about sexual mm-hmm. intimacies or what they're looking for. I mean, we talk about, you know, everything else, like, you know, if you want to have kids or how you would want to raise the kids or where you want to mm-hmm. live, if yeah. you want to, you know, purchase a house or weight or your family dynamics. But we don't sit there and talk about sex. I mean, for us, just like you probably think that, oh, they have the perfect life, perfect No, we actually don't, actually, you know. You know, we could take it way back to when we first got married and everything. I think in our one of our podcasts, not video podcasts, but one of our podcasts, we really delved into that much deeper as far as our first years of marriage and, you know, and the lack of sex and how it made him feel and how it, you know, and what how it made me feel and how both of us are to blame for that and how we kind of work and still working, you know, towards that.
To sum it up, I think when we were dating, we were like bunnies. Before I was with her, I was you know, Casanova. I was out there, I was doing my thing, you know, and I was very, I had a very high sex drive, more.
Yeah.
And then when I met her, you know, it was the first time that I was satisfied fully sexually. I didn't even want another woman. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that, you know, it was like the phenomenal, nasty, freaky sex type stuff, but it was the connection we have plus the sex, you know what I'm saying? You know, that really made it, you know, because, you know, me, I like the particular type of woman. I like big butt,
he likes
big
the,
titty,
them
thick
big,
girl, you know what I'm saying? I was BBs. Into that, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, but she was like 104 pounds wet.
Well, I was,
you know,
108, all right?
Little boobies, little booty.
Why you gotta be saying that? Little booty, little.
I mean, she good now after our two kids. I'm fine. Saying. You know, you see all that. But, you know, but when we got together, you know, so it made me focus more on getting to know her because sexually I wasn't like, oh, come back. I was like, eh, she's cool.
No,
I'll hurt that little girl. I was like, I'm going to hurt that little girl. You know, I'm going to hurt that because I'm used to, you know.
Really?
So I got to know her. And then when we had sex, it wasn't just sex. It was like a real closeness we had. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Was it the best in the beginning? Let's not even talk about
why
that.
Why you got to put my business out there?
You know, I was experienced. She was.
Really?
But, you know,
why you got to put it out there?
But at the end of the day, you know, it you know,
that's
but
some
it was,
experience.
It was a connection. It was a great connection we had. And it was beautiful. And it got to the point where I didn't even want nobody. I just wanted her. So everything was fine. But then we got married. Mm-hmm. It all changed.
Yep.
Our honeymoon, we didn't have a lot of sex. And I just blew it off too. You know, hey, we were tired from the wedding and everything that went on. But then it kept going week after week after week. We weren't having sex. Mm-hmm. Maybe we having sex here and there. The sex wasn't even the same when we did have it. And it was really, we grew apart for the first 6 months.
Yep.
And I, you know, I started to get back to my old ways, you know, flirting and being out there. She was just chilling and all that. I wasn't in the streets like that. But I was in the music business at the point. So, you know, I was just, you know, doing me. And she was out hanging out with her friends and stuff like that. We grew apart because the intimacy wasn't there how it was. Now, she was going through her own stuff that she'll talk about, and I was going through my stuff as well. You know, I didn't see successful marriages. I didn't see none of that. So I didn't know how to navigate well. I didn't know how to, hey, let's fix this. I was just like, oh, I guess this is it. Boom, whatever. You know, it didn't work out, whatever. But then what happened was she did get pregnant, and it was like, all right, cool. She pregnant, cool. I'm not leaving. You know, let's work this out, whatever. But wasn't really serious about it. But then, you know, I was just being a fool and still doing what I do. And then we got into a real big incident happened, and we got into a real big argument, and she almost miscarried. You know, we had to rush her to the hospital. She was bleeding, and you know, the doctor said she almost miscarried, and that really opened my eyes to things because, you know, my son's 17 right now, and to imagine him not in my life, that almost was not there because of my foolishness or my lack of understanding or trying to make things work at that time. You know what I'm saying? It devastates me to even think about that. But, you know, even after that, you know, we still had a lot of growing to do. Mm-hmm. It took a few years for us to really get back to where we were intimacy wise. But, you know, with that said, that opened our eyes. So, you know, we're not speaking on like trying to judge people. We went through our own intimacy problems and stuff like that. And I think even to this day, we still have problems, and not like major. I think everybody got problems in marriage. You know what I'm saying? Time, not enough. Just regular stuff. It's nothing major right now. I'm completely satisfied. But at the end of the day, I think we had to understand each other, understand our needs, because when you're dating, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you're dating, it's like fun, it's exciting,
you know, stress free.
You're stress free. There's no commitment as far as like in your mind. You're not bogged down by oh, am I doing this right? Or you know, it's like, hey.
Yeah,
but then when you
fun.
In a marriage though, you know, who we were when we were 20, 30, and 40 is different. Things change, and now you have to reincorporate that. And that goes back to you have to define what your intimacy is like. Whatever you want to do, explore, dabble in, whatever, y'all do it for y'all. Because what happens in marriage, and I'll let you speak upon this as well once I finish the statement. people tend not, and you said this before, people tend not to talk mm-hmm. about marriage, about sex and intimacy. And if they do talk about it, they're not honest mm-hmm. with the other person about what they want.
Right.
And there's two sides. There's the side of, I may want this, but I'm not going to say nothing. And the other side is the insecurity. Mm-hmm. Well, if I do all that stuff, would you still want me? Mm-hmm. If I'm too freaky, or if I want to do these things, or I want to think about these things, will you still want me, or stuff like that? Mm-hmm. So that's why the communication has to be there, because it has to be established that whatever we're talking about to do, whatever our likes are, whatever our needs are, we're on this journey together. Mm-hmm. And it's not about somebody else wanting something else, or you not satisfying me. It's about our journey, intimacy, and sexual adventures together.
Yeah. Yes. And that is, you know, and I'll take it back to, again, when we were first, you know, of course, dating, and then, you know, getting married. And, you know, I mean, in my head, when we first got married, what I was going through is, you know, it was a shock factor, because, you know, I've never wanted to get married. Like I say, some women always dream of the white dress and, you know, the princess. I wasn't one of them.
She did tell us, me the first date, don't get me wrong, just to interject, the first day we went out, she did look me dead in my eyes, and I remember it's like it was yesterday. She said, I don't want no kids. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get married. I want to be the fun auntie.
Yes, exactly. I want to be the fun, rich auntie. I wish I could have been the fun, rich auntie, because, you know, but now I can't.
We live. Now you're saying that you regret. Oh, wow. See, people?
No,
saw a marriage get ruined right now, right? Live.
No, but anywho, I mean, you know, but that, I never saw that life for me, even though I grew up and, you know, my parents are married and, you know, and such. And so I just never, you know, wanted any part of that life. And it's just that I've always wanted to be an independent, you know, a free thinker out there, just, you know, carefree, living my life, being a serial dater as I was.
She's all of that except a serial dater.
Anyways. You know, so that's what I was a serial dater. What are you talking about?
No, I said you was all of that. Uh-huh. And you're all that now.
Oh, now?
Except the serial dater.
Oh, well. Okay.
Well,
we could talk about
that. Who you dating?
No, I'm talking about
No, who you dating? Oh, no. We finding something out live now. Oh, see, y'all seeing the ruin of a marriage right now. We're going to change this podcast from sex to intimacy to how a marriage goes down.
Anyways, no. So, I say well because, you know, I'm like, well, as far as, you know, I was going to bring it back to some women where women say they cannot be themselves in a marriage. Mm. And so that's what I was going to say. Well, see, you can. Okay. But anyway.
Yeah, okay. I can see. Yeah.
But anyways, you know, so again, it was a lot of that going through my mind. And again, I was, you know, not to say an excuse, but I mean, I was young too. I say got married at 20. I was 25, you know, so. But yeah, so there was a lot of those things going through my head. And then, you know, I was working. I was also, you know, going through my master's program too. So there's a lot going on.
But you got your master's when we were together. We were married when you got your master's.
Yeah,
we were in this house and married.
No, that's all. No, we were in the apartment.
Yeah, you were. You're right. You were in the apartment. See, you're right. Sorry.
Just,
you're right.
You interrupted
right.
my story.
I'm sorry.
My truth?
Yeah. Look, yeah, sorry.
You know,
tell your truth.
You see people?
I'm sorry. Tell your truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, I mean, so, you know, I was working full time, then going to school at night. This is where you had to go into the campus. You know, I wasn't going online. I mean, it was a lot. But like I said, none of that is excuse. But just to kind of show you how we evolve over time. But that did cause a lot of friction. And I was going out a lot. I mean, I was even, you know, 4 months pregnant, because I 5 months where I wasn't even showing, and I was still at the club. So I mean, you know, because I was a party girl. So I'm just saying, there, you know, how to show how we evolve. So yes, there, I did, you know, drop the ball, and I'm not gonna lie, I did drop the ball on our sexual intimacy. And you know, we didn't have the conversations of, you know, how we had a lot of arguments. You know, you're not giving me any sex, and you know, and you're not showing me you want me. And da-da-da. I was like, yeah, I'm doing this, spending all, you know, and there's also a lot. We started a new business as well. I mean, there was a lot going on. You know, but not to excuse any of that, just to kind of show you guys that we've experienced all of that. So we understand and we know. And like you say, we evolve over the years as you grow and you learn more things. You kind of learn how to communicate with each other better. You learn how to, you know, satisfy each other's needs better. But all that is by going through stuff and talking about it. So if we kind of still avoid and not have that discussion, yeah, we would end up in divorce court for sure. You know, so the goal is we didn't give up. And I think that's the main thing I want to horn it. We didn't give up. And we decided that we love each other enough to want to make it work and to sit down and kind of talk about why.
Because, yeah, because I think also, too, when it comes to intimacy and sexual sexuality and stuff in relationships, you have to sit down and have an honest conversation about what you want without the other person being offended. You know, I think that thing they're doing right now, we listen and we don't judge. That's bullshit. I mean, they are judging, you know, yeah. But the message is true. You know, when you love somebody, you should be able to sit down and actually allow them to express how they feel. You know what I'm saying? One of the things I had to understand is if you could have a person with a very high sex drive, you could have a person with very low sex drive. And you have to find a happy medium because, you know, now one thing I could honestly say, and this is the truth on our children or anything, there hasn't been one time in our marriage that my wife has turned me down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even when we were going through, I just wasn't asking for it. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't happening. You know, I was just like, okay, well.
Well, we were still having sex. So people
we were having sex,
just not freak.
Like we were, when we were dating.
Like we were, like, because
obviously she got pregnant, so yeah.
Yeah, not but, 3-4 times a day.
Yeah, we were doing it like when we were dating, it was like buddies. But then when we got married, it got routine.
Yes.
Let's put it like that. Let's not say
one time a day.
Yeah, like once a week or something like that. It wasn't
once a week.
Yeah, it was like once or twice a week. And it wasn't even exciting. It was like, all right, we did it, cool. Yeah. Okay. And I guess we were doing it to say we did it rather than we wanted each other and we were intimate with each other. It was just like, all right, we did it. You know what I'm saying? So you know, maybe exaggerate, like we had sex, but we just didn't have it like we used to. It changed. The dynamics changed.
Yeah, the dynamics.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, so that's what's, but when, you know, you have to understand, you have to have a real conversation, because what we tend to do is we look at things through our lens, right? I had to understand that my wife's sexual needs were completely different than mine. And that had nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, when we were 20, in our 20s, and we didn't have important job and kids and responsibility, we had all the time in the world to just do it. You know, so on her end, it's like, okay, shit, let's have sex. You know, I may not be into it, but you know what? You my man, and let's go. You know, it's fun. You know, but when you have a job, when you have kids, you have a life and all, you know, when you get a piece, when you get some time, you just want to relax. And if you're not a highly sexual person, sex is not the I want to chill activity. You know what I'm saying? So I had to understand that, okay, you know, my wife does a lot. And at the end of the day, the type of sex I want, the frequency, isn't reality for her reality. You know what I'm saying? Because not that she wouldn't give it to me, but it's like, she wants to rest. She wants to have some breakdown time, some relaxed time, some time to herself to, you know what I'm saying? All that stuff. So I had to understand, like, okay, I may want it all the time, but pick the right times. You know what I'm saying? Or make it a better situation where it's just not, I'm going to hop on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. You know what I'm saying? I had to understand that about her. Just like she had to understand my needs and what I wanted, how my sexual ideas have changed and how I want to do some more things, try some things, all that stuff. So, and then with that, I had to learn too, like, okay, cool. If we do these things, cool. No problem. Let's do it in moderation. Let's, you know, okay, if I want the full body massage, it ain't going to be every night. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, you know, so you had to come, we had to come to some understanding of each other. And I don't want to say compromise, because I don't want to feel like one person is losing on the other in that. I just felt we had to come to an understanding
of
our
needs. We had to come to a happy
medium. And we're like, all right, cool. This is what we do. This is what we could do. And I think that's what marriage needs to do. You need to be you can't be afraid to have that real conversation, that that true conversation. I know a lot of people that are in different lifestyles, our friends and stuff like that, that do crazy stuff. And one of the things is this particular swinger couple, that's what they do. They indulge in that. And one of the things they said, like before they were in that lifestyle, they argued a lot. They had a lot of fights about intimacy and stuff like that. And what was happening, they were afraid to tell each other that they weren't satisfied with their sexual life. Meaning that it's not that they weren't satisfied with the other person, is that they wanted more. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do that with their spouse more. They wanted to explore and push the limits or whatever. And until they had that real conversation, they were trapped. But once they had that conversation, mm-hmm. it was the best thing for their marriage. This is a couple that were together for like 20 something mm-hmm. years before they even decided to do that. They were very, as they call it, vanilla. You know what I'm saying? They call it vanilla. You know what I'm saying? Where you just, they were very vanilla. Right. But then when they actually, talk to each other and start to explore these different things, mm-hmm. their relationship took another level. But see, that made them communicate more. That made them understand each other's needs more. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a swinger for that. That's not what I'm saying. But in general, you have to be, you can't be afraid to have that honest conversation.
You have to be open-minded with each other's wants and needs. You have to, but then again, you also have to make an environment to be an open yes. and discuss. Because if your spouse is someone that will not open that door for you, or they're, it's uncomfortable to talk to them, then you need to seek counseling, mm-hmm. And that's to help them kind of, be more open-minded, but just be someone that you can talk to and share that type of intimacy and desire wants and, with them.
What I see happening right now is a lot of women and men as well, but mostly women that I see on online, is that they are so afraid of their man going mm-hmm. to somebody else, but they're not taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of these men that, I'm not saying cheating is right, so I in no way am I condoning it or co-signing mm-hmm. what I'm saying though, but when a man goes out and cheats for needs, a lot of times it's not because he's a dog in a sense, it's right. because his wife or his mm-hmm. woman isn't giving him none, and he's trying to get some intimacy mm-hmm. and she has conditions, meaning you don't take me out enough, you don't do this mm-hmm. enough, you don't do that enough. See, and that's what I meant by earlier, sex isn't a reward. Mm-hmm. Sex should be part of your thing. You should be concerned about your spouse's sexual needs, especially for a man. See biology wise, let's get a little bit of science in. Sex is different for men and women. Mm-hmm. For women, it's not biological need. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's more biological need for them to do it, to have kids. Women have that in them where I want to have sex to have a kid. That's the biological need. But for men, it's a biological need. I said this to you before. Women don't sleep when they're young and wake up and they came all over themselves. Their body just naturally mm-hmm. ejaculated, or they just had a orgasm sleeping. That doesn't happen to a woman. You know what I'm saying? A man, a young man that don't even know about sex or any of that, will have spontaneous wet dreams and ejaculate because it's a natural body need for a man. And I think sometimes women don't understand that. I think the relationship in general doesn't understand. I think some men don't understand that it's a biological need for you to have sex. You know what I'm saying? They suppress themselves so much. And then what happens is when you suppress yourself in one way, it comes out negative in another.
Yeah, and it does. And so that's what I'm saying. That's why you have to have an environment to be able to talk to each other about mm-hmm. that. Men too. Some men feel like they can't talk to their wife, about their intimacy and sexual needs, because they feel like maybe they'll be judged, or mm-hmm. maybe the wife, is so uptight that, she won't do what, maybe he wants you to, I don't know, dress up as a dominatrix
and
or something.
And also, another thing about guys, a lot of guys don't understand too that if you're honest with your woman, you can get those things you mm-hmm. want. There's a lot of women out here that are doing threesomes and they interested in that life and all that stuff. And because you're so, I know a lot of women that have said, if my man would have asked me mm-hmm. to do it instead of cheating, we could have went out there and got these women ourselves.
Yeah, I think you just have to be men, very
a lot of men don't want to talk to their woman about those type of needs, or, hey, baby, let's have fun in bed, let's do this. Because a lot of women are into that stuff, but they try, and this is defending women, but a lot of women suppress themselves for their man because they meet a man, he's a good man and all that. They may want to do these freaky stuff, but they're scared because, you know, that's not him, whatnot. And then they don't. But then secretly the man wants that, but he'd rather go out there and cheat than just talk to his woman and say, baby, let's go out here and get these women. She's like, shit, let's go, babe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that, too, is maybe conditioned based on how, you know, we were raised and you know, in our atmosphere and everything, too. Because, you know, a lot of men, I will say, you know, they're very, and again, from conversations with our friends and such, you know, they're very rigid in their thinking when it comes to sex. You know, it's like they rather have the side chicks, know, and be like, the side chicks got to do all of this, but they won't ask their wife to be the side chick.
Well, I think because for a man, we look at our woman as the wholesome.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And they're conditioned that way. But so that's why some women don't feel like they can talk to them about, you know, maybe they do want to be the side chick, you know. I'm talking about for their husband. Be the side chick for their husband and do all kinds of stuff. But if you don't
my side chick, baby?
Of course I'm your side chick.
Yeah, she my side chick. Oh, yeah.
But so, of course, they have to talk to them, and they have to have that and that comfortability in their relationship and order. And a lot of times, unfortunately, they're not comfortable, whether it's how you grew up, your background, your family dynamics, your friends, church, religion plays a big role, and you know, but y'all out here cheating all day, every day, but you know, can't sit here and have a conversation with each other, you know, about what you really want. You know, so I think everybody always want to clutch their pearls when it comes to, you know, talking about sex. And like I say, and I was always an open-minded person. You can say I was never that wife that's like, oh, no. It's just that we had issues with the frequency and the, you know, wanting and stuff, where, you know, it took us some time to kind of learn and you know, discover and talk about all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's definitely just to wrap it up, because I know we had time. You know, I reiterate what I said earlier, I think is very important. Have that discussion with your spouse on what they like and what they want.
Yep.
Understand that you're not the mother to your husband.
Yeah.
You're not the father to your wife.
Mm-mm.
Just because you are a mother and a husband doesn't mean you're not each other's companion.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you can't, because some people, sometimes they get to a certain point in their life, they think, oh, I'm a mother now. I'm a father. Right. I'm a this now. Mm-hmm. So I can't do. No, you're not. When it comes to your husband and your wife, you are there for them. They're there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to talk about what needs you have for each other.
Yeah.
And be honest with each other. Don't judge each other. Be honest. Like, oh, you really want to do that, babe? You into that? Like, be honest with each other and embrace it. Because at the end of the day, as long as that person wants to do it, try whatever with you. You know, if they want to, you know, do the BDS with you, if they want to try threesomes with you, not saying, oh, I want to have sex with another girl, not saying, you know, not without you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like they're like, you know, baby, you know, I want us to do this. If your wife is like, baby, I want to do this, whatever, like, listen to them and be open minded to them. Now, if it's something you were just against, whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because some people are, you know,
they're morally struggle. Allow the person to have the floor to even speak it.
Yes.
Because sometimes just them being able to talk to you about it is all they need.
It's all they need. Yeah.
Is like,
just
you know,
share.
I know you're not into this, but this is things I'm thinking.
Just to share.
And
maybe
you're like, that's crazy, baby.
Birthday.
That's crazy. Like, I'm not into that,
maybe,
babe.
That's an extra reward.
That's crazy, you know? You know, but just, and it goes with like best friends. Like, you know, I talk to you about it, you may think it's crazy, but at least I feel comfortable able to talk to you about it. You never know. You may, that person may say,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't like it, but
maybe
we'll try it one time. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, women, you have to feel great when your man comes to you about that stuff. Because the thing is, men have a lot of opportunity out here now. And if your man is coming to you to say, baby, I want to try this with you, I want to do this, I want to incorporate this, whatever, then feel really good that your man came to you to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And men, feel feel good. Your woman come talk. Don't be so close-minded. If your woman comes say, baby, I want to spank you or whatever. I know something next level. Yeah, like talk to her about it. Be open about it. You know what I'm saying? Let her give her the space to allow for her to have that conversation with you without you necessarily judging her. You may ultimately say no, like, nah, baby, I ain't into spanking.
Yeah, but at least,
you know what I'm saying? But at least she's able to talk.
Yeah, you appreciate the fact that, you know, she is coming to you. Mm. She's, you know, she feels safe enough with you as her spouse to share that, you know, what she wants. And again, you know, maybe you may surprise her and you know, and let her do it one day, you know, I don't know.
Whatever it is.
But at least, you know, you got to share it. And I will say one last thing. I know some people will say, well, I do all that and some, and they still cheat, both parties regardless. But more women will say, and the men still go out there and have side chicks and stuff. That's a whole different problem on its own, and you just need to seek counseling and how y'all gonna, you know, navigate that. But that's a whole separate thing. If they're still out here cheating, then
the relationship problem, not a sexual problem,
survive.
See, because I think like you said, people tend to do that. Women be like, oh well, you could do
all that.
But, because what they do is they use an excuse not to do
it.
Well, I used to do all that and he's still cheating. But see, the problem wasn't you. And then they get into the next relationship. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna do it because the last relationship you didn't have a problem with sexual.
You didn't have a sexual intimacy problem.
No, you had a relationship problem. Your man was just a dog. Your man just didn't want a relationship.
He didn't
want to
be.
But
married.
That had nothing to do with. You could do all the tricks in the world, but if he don't want to be with you, he's gonna do what he gotta do. So that's not a problem of you doing all. Yeah. It's a problem that you just have a man that's a cheater. Mm-hmm. So that's a different story. I'm talking about when you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, somebody you love. Yeah. You know, you have to make the intimacy and the sexual part of the relationship priority, and don't sit there and ever think, oh well, I did this before. Mm-hmm. So no, your relationship with him is different. Move accountably.
Yep.
Do what you want to do. Quote the Bible one last time: whatever a man and woman do in their bed is between them.
Yep.
So handle it like that. So I think we're ended on that, right?
I think so.
I appreciate everybody. We appreciate everybody who's been checking us out, been listening, been hitting us up. We appreciate
it. Thank you guys.
Thanks for everybody picking up the book. Mm-hmm. I'm selling a lot. I appreciate you. Men Are Meant to Be Broken. We got the orders going out for the product line, culture.skin. Also, the big thing, the couple of critics. We appreciate you going to the page, seeing the reviews.
Yes, thank you.
We're doing a lot with that as well. But we appreciate everybody that's been supporting us and showing us love. Okay, guys? Until next time.